Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to The Sound of Power. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You are listening now to the Prophetic Intercessors Network, weekly 9 a.m. time of prayer and intercession. We are so delighted that you have made the decision this morning to join us in prayer. We are going to open up the lines just for a moment. For those who may be on the line today that have particular prayer requests, we're going to ask that you take this time to share with us your prayer petitions for this morning. All lines are open. If you have any particular prayer requests this morning, please feel free to share your prayer request at this time.
Good morning, Ella Malin. This is Mother Morgan. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mother. How are you?
I'm good, thank God. I just like prayer for my family, you know, salvation for their soul, and prayer for my body. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. We are lifting you up. Amen. Are there any other prayer requests this morning before we get started?
Yes, Elder Belinda.
Yes.
This is Jan. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just want to pray for my family and my health as well.
Yes.
Salvation for my family.
Yes. We have you covered, Sister Jan. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Are there any other prayer requests this morning? Okay, I think we have Donald, Bridget, Sharon, and Shauna on the line. Are all of you available to pray this morning?
Yes.
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 Yes. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get started this morning. We're going to have Donald to open us up, followed by Bridget, followed by Shauna, who's going to be followed by Sharon, and I will close out this morning. So, again, that's Donald, Bridget, Shauna, and Sharon, and then I will close us out. We're going to ask everyone else to go ahead and put your phones on mute so that we can eliminate the background noise. Amen. Amen. And again, if you are using your speaker or your headset, you're going to have to mute your phone. Because it will give us a ring back sound. And there's a little distortion in the sound right now. So please, if you have a Bluetooth headset or you are on speaker, you have to mute your phone. Okay, Donald. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we praise you this morning. We honor you, O God, this morning with the fruits of our lips. Father God, we worship you. We adore you, O God. Father, there is no one that is greater than you, O God. Father God, we lift you up this morning, O God. We give you the praises and we give you the glory and we give you the honor, God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God, Lord Jesus. Father God, this morning as we come, O God, once again into your presence, Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God, for allowing us, O God, to see another day. We thank you, O God, for all of your provisions, O God, all your protection, O God. We thank you, O God, for leading us, O God, through the path of righteousness, O God. We thank you, O God, Lord Jesus, for your hands, O God, that was rest upon our lives. Father God, Lord Jesus, oh God, before we can even ask you for anything, oh God, Lord Jesus. Sin in our heart, oh God, in our mind, oh God. If there's anything that sin that we've committed, oh God, we ask you for this morning for forgiveness, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, Lord Jesus. We ask you, oh God, to touch us in a mighty and a profound way, oh God. Father God, Lord Jesus, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, Lord, anything that we have done, oh God, knowingly and unknowingly, oh God. Oh God, if there's anything, oh God, we have in our hearts, oh God, towards anyone, oh God, we ask you, oh God, to forgive us, oh God. Protect us, oh God, anoint us, oh God, prepare us, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. Help us, oh God, as we walk this walk with you, oh God. Help us, oh God, as we go through, oh God, the valley, oh God, and the shadows of death, oh God. We will fear no evil, O God. Help us, O God, as we walk this walk with you, O God. You will give us a special anointing, a special, O God, attention, O God, Lord Jesus, because you know, O God, you have walked this way before, O God, and you know, O God, Lord Jesus, it has not been easy, but, O God, Lord Jesus, our hope is built in you, O God, and we seek you this morning. We ask you, O God, for a special anointing, O God. Father God, we pray this morning, O God, for this country, O God. We pray for all the laws that was legislated, O God. We pray, O God, for the Senate, O God. We pray for all the Congress men and women, O God. We pray, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, for all the senators, O God. We pray for the president, O God, for the vice president, O God. Father, Lord Jesus, we bring, O God, these issues before you. We bring, O God, health care before you, O God. Father God, you sit and you see, O God, Lord Jesus, your people, O God, that is, O God, that is being taken advantage of, O God. Father, this is just a similar example, O God, that when you were parting, you saw the children of Israel, O God. Lord Jesus, O God, it was under the hands of Pharaoh, O God. And God, you tell yourself that this is enough, O God, and you decide to remove them. But, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, you send plagues upon plagues, O God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, and you warned Pharaoh, oh God, in several occasions, oh God. But oh God, ultimately, oh God, you was able, oh God, to remove the children of Israel out of the hands of the dictator. Father God, Lord Jesus, this morning, oh God, you're going to remove your people out of the hands of the dictator, oh God. Oh God, you're going to bring things, oh God, to your likeness, oh God. But let us, oh God, as Christians, oh God, not be tired or weary. But let us, oh God, continue, God, to come before you with our petitions, O God. Let us, O God, bombard heaven, O God. Let us seek you, O God. Let us continue, God, to call upon you, O God. Father, Lord Jesus, see, O God, the tax reform law, O God. It is just going to crush, O God, the small person. Father, you see, O God, that this is not fair, O God, but, O God, you are good. And our mercies endure forever, O God, as we seek you this morning, O God, with so much, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, we seek you for this country. We seek you, O God, for the folks, O God, in Dominica, O God, and Barbuda, O God, and Puerto Rico, O God, and, O God, Lord Jesus, on Mexico, O God. Father, Lord Jesus, this devastating, O God, things that is happening, O God, hurricane and tornadoes, O God, and earthquake that is happening, O God. These are just signs, O God, and let us understand, O God, that you are a God of consuming fire, O God. Father, Lord, just by the blow of your nostrils, O God, you can erupt everything, O God, Lord Jesus. And sometimes we take things for granted, O God, but we should be able to be watchful, O God, in these times, O God. We should be vigilant, O God. Our senses, O God, we should be sharper, O God, than ever before, O God. We should continue, O God, to seek you, O God, and call upon you, O God, intercede for those, O God, who doesn't know you, O God, intercede for those who have backslidden, O God. And let them understand, O God, Lord Jesus, O Father, you said in your word that you will never come unless every person on this face of the earth has the ability, O God, to hear your word, O God. It is all over the media, O God, Lord, it's television, O God, and everywhere you turn, O God, is some of the churches, O God. But let your people, O God, who are called by your name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek your faith and turn from their wicked ways. That's the only way we're going to hear from you, and you're going to heal our land, and you're going to heal our finances, you're going to heal our body, you're going to heal our circumstance, O God, you're going to heal, O God, our marriages, O God. Father God, this morning, oh God, we come, oh God, in your presence, oh God, for a fresh anointing, oh God, for a fresh wind and fresh fire, oh God, to be in our hearts, oh God, that we must, oh God, when there are times, oh God, that we feel downtrodden, oh God, oh God, and we read your word, oh God, it energizes us, oh God, it allows us, it propels us, oh God, to go into another level. It helps us, oh God, to pray for that person, oh God, who is sick, oh God, that person who is in hospice, oh God, that person, oh God, who might be going through, oh God, turmoil, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, there are times we have to leave ourselves undone, oh God, even though that we might be going through things ourselves, oh God, but oh God, we have to step out, oh God, and tend to other people's needs, oh God, help those, oh God, Lord Jesus, who in dying, oh God, help, oh God, who might need, oh God, some gas in a car, who might need groceries, oh God, who might need, oh God, someone to babysit for the kids, oh God, but oh God, help us, oh God, to step up, oh God. Father God, Lord, we pray for each county, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, Lord Jesus, each Congress, oh God, each legislate, oh God, in those counties, oh God, the mayor, oh God, the city council, oh God, let them, oh God, Lord, just understand at this point in time, oh God, the laws, oh God, which was legislated, oh God, those laws are important and it affect, oh God, people just like themselves, oh God. The only way they will know the effect, oh God, of these laws is when they affect their own family, oh God. Father God, Lord, so God, we thank you, oh God, at this moment, oh God, when we can come before you, when we can bring our petition, oh God, when we can seek you, oh God, with all our hearts, oh God, when we can look to you, oh God, who's the author and finish of our faith, oh God, when we can call upon your name, oh God, and you will answer us, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh Father. And this morning we realize, oh God, when he instructed, oh God, Joshua, to march on that wall of Jericho, oh God, Lord Jesus, in the first day, oh God, it didn't look like anything was going to happen. And the second day and the third day, but the seventh day, oh God, even on the seventh day, oh God, but you instructed them on the seventh day, oh God, they must march around on that wall and seven times, oh God, and then, oh God, that thick wall, oh God, that wall that was built for years, oh God, that wall came crushing down. Oh God, help us, oh God, not to when we pray, oh God, and we doesn't see some things happening, oh God, but we must always rely on your word, oh God. You said, oh God, that we should pray and not faint. Oh God, you said, oh God, if we don't pray, oh God, the rocks will cry out, oh God. And so this morning, oh God, we're going to pray and we're going to pray and we're going to pray. We're going to seek your face, oh God. We're going to keep calling upon you, oh God, like blind Bartimaeus, oh God. Oh God, when he was standing and he had no sight, and he know, oh God, Lord, that you passed into that village, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, he was yelling and everyone was telling him to shut up. He said, you can tell me to shut up because you have your sight. I don't have mine. God, we don't have our sight. So we're going to keep calling on you, oh God. We're going to petition, oh God, against you, oh God. We're going to keep calling in your name, oh God. We're going to keep seeking you, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, because we need a breakthrough, oh God. We need a chain, oh God, Lord Jesus. All those, oh God, who's incarcerated, oh God, the things, oh God, that they haven't done, oh God. Oh God, the system, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, that was set up, oh God. Oh God, these folks, oh God, Lord Jesus, you can see the hearts of man. It's very wicked, oh God. They would put folks, oh God, in institutions, oh God, and lock them away, oh God, the things that they have not done, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, and this morning, oh God, let the chains, oh God, of those prison walls, oh God, be released, oh God. Open the doors, oh God, for those, oh Father, Lord Jesus, who've been held captive, oh God. Oh God, people are held captive in their mind, oh God, in their circumstance, oh God. Break the chain, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, this morning, oh God, we seek you, oh God. We lift you up, oh God. We call upon you, oh God. Oh God, we magnify your name, oh God. You are worthy of all the praises. Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh God, come into our lives, oh God. Give us, oh God, that sense of awareness, oh God, that we must always, oh God, be seeking you, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we can see, oh God, in a time like this, oh God, we need you more than ever, oh God. We need you more than ever in our circumstance, oh God. We need you more than ever in our lives, oh God, Lord Jesus. Let us not be tired, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, in coming before you and seeking you, oh God. Holy Spirit, oh God, we thank you, oh God. Oh God, we magnify your name, oh God. All the prayer requests that was aired this morning, we ask you, oh God, to touch them in a profound way, oh God. Move into the lives of your people, oh God.
heal families, oh God. Oh God, heal homes, oh God, Lord. Just heal bodies, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, a heart that is broken, oh God, heal them, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, give them, oh God, the courage, oh God. Oh God, touch them in every area of their lives, oh God. We breathe upon them, oh, this morning, oh God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God. Moving, oh God, to their circumstance, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, quicken their steps, oh God. Allow them, oh God, to walk in your presence, oh God, and not to fulfill, oh God, the desires of your flesh, oh God. Holy Spirit, oh God, coming like a rushing wind, oh God, this morning, oh God. Deal with our hearts, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, this morning, oh God, we lift our subdivision up before you. We lift our counties up before you. We lift, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. We ask you, oh God, this morning, oh God, for every home to be covered with the blood. Oh God, every home, oh God, they must be able to have a sense of godliness. They must be able to understand the laws, oh God, of which you gave to Moses, oh God. Father God, this morning we thank you, oh God. Oh God, as we magnify your name, oh God, we ask you for a fresh touch, oh God, of the Holy Spirit upon our lives, oh God. We praise your name and we magnify you, oh God. You are worthy, oh God, of all the praises, the glory, and the honor. As it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you this morning, God. We lift you up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know, oh God, that this is the day that you have made, God. We have chosen to rejoice and be glad in it, God. God, we thank you this morning for new mercies, God. Hallelujah. Like the dew, oh my God. Hallelujah. God, your mercy, oh God, is everlasting, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, for your grace is sufficient, oh God. God, we just thank you this morning because, hallelujah, you are our protector, God. We thank you, Lord God, because you kept us all last night, Lord God. Father God, you didn't allow the enemy to come in, oh God, but you kept us, oh God. We thank you for your angels that you dispatched, oh God, to protect us and to keep us, oh God, as we slumber, as we slept, Lord God. God, we thank you this morning, hallelujah, because you are God and there's nobody God but you. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We come to honor you this morning. We come to give your name the glory. We come to give your name the praise that is due, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, that you're going to do, that you're doing this moment. Father God, we pull on you this morning, Lord God, because there's no other God, there's no other help that we know, God. We pull on you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, because there's someone on this line, God, that needs your strength this morning. And God, even before we go in there further, Lord God, we just want to ask, oh God, that you forgive us, oh God, for anything that we might have said or done, oh God, that was contrary to your very will or your way, Lord God. Forgive us for those things that we said or done, Lord God. Hallelujah. Those things we even imagined, Lord God. Those thoughts, oh God, those sins of omission and commission, God. God, so this morning we say forgive us, oh God, because we understand, God, that if we don't forgive, you cannot forgive us according to your word, or you won't forgive us according to your word. So, God, as we pray these prayers, and God, we offer up these petitions to you, Lord God. We want our hearts to be pure, God. We say cleanse our hands, God. Purify our hearts, oh God, that we won't pray amiss, oh God. And so, God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will attend your ears to our call this morning. Father God, your very word says, oh God, before we call, you've already answered. And so, God, we know that you're the answer this morning. So, God, we just verbalize, hallelujah, God, those things that we need on this morning, God. Hallelujah, God. We just ask, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to be God in our lives. And, God, we just honor you for who you are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, so we pull on Jehovah Rapha this morning, the God that healed. God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, oh, God, that every person that's on this line, God, we interceding for them, Lord God, hallelujah, God, those that are sick, oh God, that are afflicted, God, Father God, we just ask, oh God, that you will come in, Lord God, hallelujah, and sup with us, God. Father God, we know, oh God, that your word says that you are the healer of all matter, sickness and disease, every condition, oh God. So God, we pulling on that this morning, God. We're pulling on the hem of your garment, oh my God, that we might be made whole on this morning, God. Father God, we thank
you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being the doctor that never lost a case. God, we thank you, hallelujah, God, for healing our minds. God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing our bodies, oh God. God, we speak to cancer this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, that cancer will line up to your divine will, oh God, to your word. Hallelujah, that says, what by your stripes we are healed, God. God, we speak, oh God, to ulcers this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we speak to every abnormality in the heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We speak normality, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we call out, hallelujah, everything that's been hidden, oh God, hallelujah, that the doctors have not found, God, in the name of Jesus. Reveal it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we call out hypertension this morning, God. Father God, we ask, oh God, that you would regulate blood pressure in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we know you to be a healer, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, your word says that you have no respect of person, my God. So that says to me, Lord God, that you're the same God. Hallelujah. So God, we put on you this morning, Lord God. We touching the hem of your garment, my God. Just like the lady with the issue of blood, the woman with the issue of blood, my God. Father God, she knew it. She just, hallelujah, touched the hem of your garment that she will be made whole. So God, as you pass by this morning, God, because we've already, oh God, invited you into this prayer, oh God. We've already invited you in, oh God, to do what you want to do, oh God. So this morning, as you pass by, God, hallelujah, God, we're pulling on the hem of your garment, hallelujah. God, that we will be made whole in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, Lord God, and we honor you, Lord God. Every sickness, oh God, hallelujah, every disease, every condition, Lord God. God, in the name of Jesus, in our minds, oh God, in our emotions, God, we speak to those things, my God. In the name of Jesus, God, we call them into divine order, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We speak to that heart, my God, oh God, that cannot forgive this morning, Lord God, that condition, oh God, that keep that person, oh God, but forgiving, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you said, God, oh God, you're the healer of all manner of sickness and disease and conditions, oh God. So we speak to that person, oh God, with unforgiveness in their heart, God. Father God, we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would do it in their mind, God, do it in their emotions, oh God. Father God, we just love you on this morning. God, we praise you, Lord God, for being God in our lives, God. We thank you for your word, oh God, because we stand on your word, God. We stand on every promise, oh God, because your word says, hallelujah, your promises, God, are yes, and in them they are amen. So, God, if you promise that you will heal us, oh God, because your word will not return back to your boy, God, we believe this morning, Lord God, for our healing, God, because your word says, God, that you cannot lie, God. It's impossible for you to lie, God. So we know this morning, my God, that we are healed from all sickness, oh God. We'll heal from all manner of disease and conditions, oh God. Oh God, we just bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We stand on your word, God, this morning. We stand on your word that says that you will supply every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Oh God, so some of us need to be healed this morning. Hallelujah. Some of us need miracles this morning, my God. Oh God, we just bless you, Lord. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. God, we thank you for the healing in the land, God. God, we thank you, oh God, for healing in our marriages, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing our communities, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing across the waters, God, because we need healing, oh God. Father God, we thank you for the healing that's taking place, oh God. Oh God, in Florida, in Texas, oh God, in New Mexico, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're healing, oh God. God, for those conditions, oh God, hallelujah, seem unfavorable, God. Oh, God, but we thank you, Lord God, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ever ask, hallelujah, according to the power that's in us. And so, God, we thank you right now for the power and the authority, Lord God. God, that we can stand on your word. We can stand on your promise, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we can put on those very things that, God, you said that we were heir to, God. And so, God, this morning, God, Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for regulating minds, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for fixing hearts, God, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We thank you and we believe your report this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your hand of mercy, Lord God, is still upon us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, when the doctor said no, God, you turned it around, Lord God. And so, God, we thank you this morning for being our healer, God. We thank you for being our chief physician, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that when we return back to the doctors, oh God, that they will be baffled, oh God, because what they saw, Lord God, is still no more. God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we just bless you this morning, Lord God. For those that are asking for prayer, Lord God, Mother Margie, Lord God, Sister Jan, Lord God, and our body, Lord God, for help, oh God. We believe it to be so this morning. Those that, hallelujah, that has unspoken prayers, Lord God, concerning the conditions, their bodies and their health, oh God. God, we speak to those things and we lay them at your feet, Lord God, because we know, God, that you're the only, oh God, doctor that can do us any real good, hallelujah. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. Do it for Jan, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, turn it around in our body, oh God. God, save her unsaved loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Show her that you are her healer, Lord God. Oh, God, do it for Mother Margie, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for healness and wholeness, God. Total complete wholeness in their bodies, Lord God. Save their unsaved loved ones, God. God, they're beseeching you. We're beseeching you this morning, Lord God, to do what nobody else can do. And so, God, we rest. Oh, God, we rest, oh, God. Oh, God, we rest on your word, God, and in your promises, oh, God. You say, come unto me, all that is labor and heavy laden, and you will give us rest. And so, God, we rest this morning, my God. We rest in your word that says that we are whole, God. We're resting in your word, oh, God, hallelujah, God, that says, Lord God, that every matter of disease, oh, God. Oh, God, it's under the blood this morning. So, God, we're resting this morning. We're resting on every promise, Lord God. Oh, God, and we thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for believing in your word, God, and trusting your promises, God, because we know, God, that it will return to your board. So, God, we just thank you this morning for the reports that, hallelujah, that's coming forth this morning, that we are healed. Oh, God, we've been set free and we're totally delivered, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for it now, and it is so, God, we bless you. It is so. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you, God, for this morning, oh, God, that you would even allow us to come before you, God. We wake up on this morning, oh, God, and we blow kisses to you, oh, God, acknowledging who you are, oh, God. We worship you, God, and we honor you, oh, God. God, we know that we can only come through you, to you through Jesus Christ. We know, oh, God, that Jesus, that he alone is the way, God, the truth and the life, that he's the living Christ and the one who gives us access to you. So, Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, in the power of the Holy Ghost, asking you, oh, God, to hear our prayers, receive our prayers as we cry out to you, Abba, Father. We acknowledge Christ as our advocate, our intercessor, the one who is alive to plead on our behalf, the one who sits at the right hand, the one who allows us the privilege of not only coming into your presence, Father, through prayer, oh, God, but even just to be heard by you. God, it's only in the name of Jesus that we can approach you with a spirit of humility and ingratitude, because we have liberality of speech only because of the sacrifice that Jesus gave on the cross. We come to you in Jesus' name so that we may receive grace and mercy, knowing, oh God, that we don't even deserve it because of our sinful nature and because you are a holy God. As we pray in the name of Jesus, we give honor to him and express our faith in him as the Lamb of God, the resurrected King and the way to God. As we pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, it allows
allows our mind to comprehend the magnitude of who Jesus is and what he has done for us. Jesus is our mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Son of Man. He is the Word. He is our Redeemer, the bread of life and the life of men. Jesus is the Rose of Sharon, the true vine. Jesus is our sufficiency, our portion, and even our strength. Jesus is our everything. We know, oh God, that you are Eloloa, oh God, mighty and strong, oh God. We know that you are powerful, oh God, and that you still have compassion to your people, oh God. Father God, we acknowledge you as being Elohim, oh God, the creator, oh God. God, we acknowledge you, oh God, as being El Shaddai, the mighty God. Power over all of us, oh God. God, you have complete power, oh God, over every situation, oh God. We acknowledge you as being Adonai, God, Lord over us all. Lord, oh God, over every situation, oh God. God, we know, oh God, that you are even here, oh God, that you are present, oh God, that you are accessible, oh God, when we need you, oh God, that you are near to the very ones who call on you for deliverance, oh God. So all we have to do is call upon your name, oh God, for forgiveness, oh God, and even guidance, oh God. God, we know you as Jehovah Jireh, oh God, the one who provides, oh God. Even when you provided the ram in the bush for Abraham, oh God, you still continue to make a way for us, oh God. Even, oh God, in our wilderness situations, oh God. God, we know you, oh God, as being Jehovah Rapha, oh God, the one who heals, oh God, the one who heals us, oh God, both in our body and in our soul, oh God. You heal us, oh God, in our body, oh God, by preserving us, oh God, and even curing us, oh God, from diseases and infirmities, oh God. God, even in our soul, you heal us, oh God, because you forgive us, oh God. You pardon us, oh God, for our iniquities, oh God. You love us, oh God, in spite of our sinful nature, oh God. God, we know you as Jehovah Nisi, our banner, oh God, the one who gives us victory over every situation, oh God. God, even as you gave your people victory over the Amalekites, oh God, you will give us victory, oh God, over those things that come to haunt us, oh God. Those things, oh God, that cause us to want to get out of your will, oh God. Those things, oh God, that will cause us, oh God, to even come out of our destiny, oh God. God, we know you as Jehovah Nisi, oh God, the Lord God, our banner, God. God, we know you as Jehovah in Kadesh, oh God, the one who sanctifies, oh God, the one who makes us holy, oh God. God, we know that you alone, oh God, not the law, oh God, not anyone, you alone, oh God, can cleanse us, oh God, and make us holy, oh God. God, we know you as Jehovah Shalom, oh God, the Lord our peace, oh God. God, so we put everything in you, oh God, in your hands, oh God, and we rest, oh God, knowing, oh God, that you've already given us victory, oh God, because you are peace, oh God, the very essence of peace, oh God. God, we know you as Jehovah Elohim, oh God, the Lord of lords, the Lord of everything, oh God, the only true and living God. God, we know you as Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord God, our righteousness, oh God. We can, oh God, it reminds us, oh God, of who you are, oh God, not of our situations, oh God, but of who you are, oh God. So we call out your names, oh God, acknowledging you as who you are, oh God, protesting our faith in you, oh God. So the Lord God, our righteousness, you alone provide righteousness, oh God. God, even, oh God, that we might become righteous in him, oh God. So we thank you, God, as even being Jehovah Rohi, oh God, the Lord God, our shepherd, because you are our shepherd, we shall never want, oh God. You already seen to everything that we need, oh God. You've already made provision for us, God. You lead us, God. You direct us, oh God. You make a way for us, oh God. Even, oh God, as being Jehovah Shammah, oh God. God, you're here, oh God. Your very presence, oh God, is here, oh God. God, we know that your glory, oh God, even has begun to return to this earth, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for your presence, oh God. God, we know, oh God, you to be the Lord of hosts, oh God, the Lord of heaven, oh God, and the Lord of the earth, oh God. God. Majesty, power, oh God, and authority belong to you alone, oh God. We know, oh God, that you're able to accomplish, oh God, whatever you desire to do, oh God, whatever you determine to do, oh God. We know, oh God, that your word shall never return void, oh God, but that your word is alive and active, oh God, and that you will always watch over it, oh God, to perform it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, God, it's our desire that your name be glorified, that your kingdom come, oh God, and that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Your word says that we can ask anything in the name of Jesus, oh God, that it will be given to us, oh God. So God, we're asking and we're seeking, oh God. We're knocking, oh God, because you are our Father, oh God, because you will withhold no good thing, oh God. God, and you said that we shall not want for anything, oh God. So we pray, oh God, under your authority, oh God. We pray faith, oh God, according to the promises, oh God, the principles, oh God, and the purpose of prayer, oh God. We know, oh God, that our prayer is our weapon, oh God. We know that the name of Jesus is above every name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So it's in this name, oh God, that we pray for your people, oh God, to have complete and total deliverance, oh God, from mental illness, oh God, depression, oh God, anxiety, oh God, schizophrenia, oh God, even bipolar, oh God, disease, oh God, and even hyperactivity, oh God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that our loved ones, oh God, that our family, oh God, will be free from sin, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God, we pray, oh God, that our children will be free from strongholds, oh God. God, don't let the sins of the father, oh God, become the sins of the children, oh God. So we pray, oh God, against alcoholism, drug addiction, insecurities, low self-esteem, oh God, generational curses, debt, and even poverty, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God, we pray for healing, oh God, against cancer, HIV and AIDS, oh God, diabetes, high blood pressure, gout, heart and circulatory issues, oh God, even digestive and kidney issues, oh God. God, even asthma, emphysema, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for healing, oh God. Healing, oh God. God, we pray for those who are brokenhearted, oh God. Even the ones who are oppressed, oh God. Those who are weary, oh God. Those who are grieving, oh God. Those who have given up and have no hope, oh God. Even, oh God, we pray, oh God, for the people, oh God, in the Bahamas, oh God, in Puerto Rico, oh God, and even Cuba, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal our land, oh God. We pray, oh God, against wicked leaders, oh God, that they even be cut off and removed, oh God. We pray that our nation will turn back to you, oh God. We pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, that we walk in victory, God, that we walk in peace, oh God, that we walk in joy, oh God. We come to you completely surrendered, oh God, expecting the Holy Spirit to rain down in our lives, oh God. Have your way in our lives, oh God. We pray for miraculous healing, oh God. We seek your plan for our lives, oh God, your plan to prosper us, oh God, and give us hope in the future, oh God. God, you know our thoughts, oh God. You know what we stand in need of. God, you know even before we even open our mouths, oh God, you told us to come before you, oh God, so here we are, oh God. God, let your presence, oh God, be manifested on this line, oh God. God, meet every need in the lives of your people, oh God, emotionally, oh God, financially, oh God, and even spiritually, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, and we glorify you, God. We magnify you, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
We desire, oh God, to do those things, oh God, that make you, oh God, to be glorified, oh God. We love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, for being our God. We lift up the lost this morning, those who are walking in darkness, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would forgive us all for our sins and any unrighteousness. Oh God, we pray for those that don't know you, those, oh God, that have the form of godliness but deny your power. Oh God, this morning we are lifting up the lost, oh God. We lifting up those that are blind, oh God, that are walking around that are blind. We lifting up oh God, those, oh God, who have the heart and hearts. And God, we're coming to you this morning asking you for mercy. God, we need your mercy like never before. We need your mercy in this land, oh God. We need your mercy to deal with us, oh God. Oh God, we're coming, oh God, as ambassadors, standing, oh God, in the gap, asking you, oh God, for your mercy. God, we need you to deal with us. We need you to visit us, oh God. We need you to have mercy on us, oh God. God, we are lifting up this generation unto you, oh God. We know, oh God, that in the last days, oh God, that perilous times shall come. But God, we know that you are a God of mercy. And so, God, we are lifting up out this generation. We're lifting up this country. God, we're lifting up man and woman, your creation, oh God. And we are asking you for your mercy. Have mercy on us, oh God. Have mercy towards us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for turning our back on you. Forgive us, oh God, for disobeying your commandments, oh God, and not upholding your standards. But God, we need your mercy, and we need it like never before. We need you, oh God, to forgive us. We need you, oh God, to draw nigh unto us. We need you, oh God, to wash us and to cleanse us. So God, this morning we are coming to you, oh God, and we are laying at your feet our heart. And so, God, we ask that you would deal with the very heart of man. God, those that are unsaved and even those that are saved, God, we ask that you would deal with us as your creation. For we know that you created us, oh God, in your own image. And so, God, we ask that you would cause us to see ourselves in your, as you see us, in the image in which you have created us. And God, that you would have mercy and forgive us and wash us. God, so we lay at your feet our heart. God, the organ, oh God, where there our feelings and our emotions, where our desires lie, oh God, we lay it at your feet and we ask, oh God, that you would have mercy on it, that you would cleanse it, that you would purify it, that you would deliver us, oh God, that the very heart of man would be turned back unto you, that God, you would deal with the heart and heart, and God, turn it to become a heart of flesh, that God, you would put inside of it love and gentleness, kindness, oh God, that we would even be endured with forgiveness, oh God, gentleness. God, we pray this morning for the very heart of man. And God, we ask for your mercy towards us, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that you would wash our filthy hands, that you would turn our heart, oh God, into a heart of purified and a purified heart, oh God, that the flesh, oh God, the desires, oh God, the will of the heart, oh God, would line up with the will and the heart of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh God, we coming as ambassadors, standing in the gap, oh God. We are true witnesses of your goodness, oh God, and we know that there's nothing that's too hard for you, oh God. And so, God, we are laying the very heart of man in your hands. And God, we ask this morning that you would deal with us, oh God. Have mercy on us. Cleanse us, oh God. Wash us afresh, oh God. Send the power of the Holy Ghost to deal with us and dwell with us, oh God, that we may be ambassadors that you can look on, oh God, that we can carry your glory, oh God, that we won't be corrupt
and we won't be wicked, oh God, but God, that we will walk in righteousness and in your truth. God, so we ask this morning that you would wash us and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness, and God, that you would purify the very heart of man and turn us back unto you, O God. Help us, O God, to see you, O God, for who you are. Those, O God, that have the form of godliness, we pray this morning for our brothers and our sisters, O God, for even pastors, O God, leaders and teachers. We pray, O God, that you would deal with us, that God, we as your body would come unto one, O God, and that the dying world that's walking in sin, that's living in darkness, oh God, that they will see our great God, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords within us. So God, we say deal with the body of Christ and the church, oh God, so that we can be your vessel. We can be, oh God, your symbol. We can be, oh God, your ambassador. We can be, oh God, the answer to everyone that asks of the hope that's in us. Oh God, we pray today for the very heart of man. And we ask, oh God, that you would move on our heart. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this time of intercession and prayer. We thank you, God, for every voice this morning, God. We thank you for the sound of prayer that you've given to us today. We thank you, God, that you said that when the righteous cry, that you hear us. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah for hearing us this morning and that your ears are attentive to our prayers. God, thank you for paying attention to us. And God, even as you're looking on us today, God, we come, Lord, with petitions, God, concerning our community. We come with petitions, God, concerning our nation, God, the condition, oh God, that is in our nation, the state of our world, God, the state of the world economy. God, we pray this morning, God, we pray, God, hallelujah, for the defense of this nation, Father, for we understand, oh God, hallelujah, that it is not our military power or might that keeps us as we sleep through the night. God, we understand that it's because God who neither sleeps, the God who watches over us neither sleeps nor slumbers. And so we bless you for that tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we recognize, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, it is because of your mercies, oh God, that we are not consumed. And because of that today, oh God, we pull on your presence and we pull on your power. We pull on that anointing and we invite you in ever the more today, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and make divine visitation, God, in the name of Jesus, in every area, God, no matter what the situation is, be it big or small, oh God, hallelujah, be it major or minimal, God. God, there is no situation, God, hallelujah, oh God, that we want you to be outside of, God. We call you into every area of our lives, everything that concerns us, oh God, hallelujah, oh God. God, in the politics, oh God, we call you in. Oh God, in law enforcement, God, we call you in, hallelujah. Oh God, in our education system, God, we call you in. We call you in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the judicial system, God, we call you in, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for we understand that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and our God. We thank you, oh God, that everything bows down to the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you on today, oh God, that you are still the true and the living God, that you are sovereign and that you are in control, hallelujah. Oh God, that all power in heaven and earth is in your hand, and therefore, oh God, we pull on that power today. We pull on that power, God, and we stand fast in the liberty wherein you have made us free. So today, God, we boast on you. Oh God, oh God, we make you big this morning. Oh God, we thank you on today. Oh God, we make you big in every area of our life. Oh God, therefore we can rejoice. Our hearts are made glad because we know in whom we have believed. We
know on this morning, oh God, that our joy is in you. Oh God, that we are confident, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, that we woke up this morning again in the land of the living. And God, because you open up our eyes, oh God, we know that you're working everything out on our behalf. We know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there is no weapon that is formed against us that will prosper. We know on this morning, oh God, that everything we have need of, your hand is already provided, because you are truly, oh God, our Jehovah Jireh. You are the God of provision. You are the God that sees to it. And so today we rejoice. God, we rejoice in you. Hallelujah. Oh God, we lift you. And God, we make a decision to mount up on wings of eagles. And we make a decision to run and not be weary. God, we go run unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh God, we're running to you with everything that's on the inside of us. We're pressing hard into you. God, we say for you we live and for you we die, oh God. God, we got to see your face in peace. And so on this morning, God, we pray. God, calls us to have the testimony of the apostles. Oh God, that we lay down our life daily. Oh God, and we take up our cross and follow you. Oh God, give us this testimony. God, that we have set our affections, oh God, on those things that are above us, oh God, those things that are in the heaven, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. Oh God, God, like a good soldier, we will not be entangled with the cares of this life. Echo my Sunday, God, I pray, put a run in our feet. Echo my Sunday, teach our hands to war. God, I thank you for the victory and the breakthrough. God, that you have given us in this hour. I thank you for every declaration that you have placed in our mouths. I thank you, God, echo my Sunday. God, that you cause us to open up our mouths wide. God, so that you can fill it with your declarations, so that you can fill it with your decrees, God, so we can decree in this hour what our God shall do. Oh, God, for our God is strong and mighty. In our God, there is no failure. Our God is healer. Our God is deliverer. Our God is a way maker. Every rock of stumbling, every hindering spirit, Father, we ask you to break it down and destroy it. Our God, lead us, oh God, to the rock that's higher than we are. Our God, lead us ever the more in your presence. Teach us how to press in. Teach us how to go in, God. Our God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh God, let your spirit raise up a standard against them. God, be God. God, we just ask that you be God in the midst of us. God, show yourself. God, break the bands of wickedness. Break up the spirit of distortion. Everything that comes to distort your voice, God, to bring confusion in our mind. Every spirit, God, that causes us, God, to be confused by what we hear. Father, we ask you bind the mouth of every spirit of confusion. God, in the name of Jesus, every whip in our ear, oh God, to lead us off the path that you have designed. God, we ask that you would turn it back and give us the ear to hear what the Spirit says. Oh God, I thank you for the spirit of truth, oh God, that reigns in this hour. And every other voice be shed down, dismantle it. Dismantle the demon of confusion. Dismantle the demon of discord. God, and I thank you for perfect peace. And I thank you for unity of the spirit. I thank you for unity of the faith. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that in this hour, oh God, that there is a
the divine alignment, that there is a divine God, awakening. I thank you, God, that you are awakening your priests and you are awakening your prophets in this hour. Oh, God, we pray for the intercessors. Oh, God, that's been in a state of slumber. We pray for the intercessors. Oh, God, whose spirit has been willing, but the flesh has been weak. We pray for them this morning. I, God, regenerate and revive. I, God, let there be an awakening in their spirit. I, God, bring them back to the place of the porch and the altar. Bring them back to the place, oh, God, we're crying out for a nation that's in turmoil. Bring the intercessors back to a place, I, God, where they call on the name of Jesus. I, God, and God, we pray for an awakening. Oh, God, for the prophetic voices in this hour. God, that will cry loud and spare not, that will lift up their voices like trumpets in Zion. Oh, God, I thank you, God. God, we thank you. I, God, restore the voice of the true prophet. I, God, I, God, that bring your word. I, God, your glory. Let your glory fill the earth. God, let us join in. Oh, God, with the seraphims and the cherubims, oh, God, and be but to declare holy, holy, holy. Oh, God, the whole earth is full of your glory, God. God, let your glory fill the earth. God, that it'll drive out every spirit that's not like you. God, let your glory fill today. I thank you, oh God, that your glory shall be our great and exceeding reward. God, that's what your word declares, that the glory of the Lord shall be our great and exceeding reward. And so, God, now we ask, continue to order ourselves. Let ourselves be ordered in you, that you might take delight in our way. I thank you for the spirit of joy. I say that we hear this morning, God, we hear the sound of heaven this morning. Oh, God, the sound of joy. God, let it break out today in the atmosphere around everyone on this line. Oh, God, God, let there be a breakout. Spirit, break out for us. Echo my Sunday. Oh, God. Eke moshana matia. Ekando rando hosha. Ah, break out, Holy Spirit. Akando roshia. Ah, eko mamatia ando rande hesha. Ah, come on and give him glory this morning. Akando rande beshia. Ah, yanana namatia ando roshia.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh,
yes,
God.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your word today, God. We thank you for every prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all the mercies, God. Hallelujah. Must endure forever, God. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. That your grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
God. We thank you for your protection, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Every prayer request, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your healing power today, God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray, God. Hallelujah. We declare, we decree, God. Oh God, sickness and diseases, hallelujah. Have power over us today, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are forgiven for all our iniquities, God. Oh God, and we are healed. Oh God, we thank you right now today, God. Oh God, for your word is manifest, hallelujah. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name today, God. Your word, hallelujah. Praise and worthy of the glory. God, we thank you for Jeremiah 29 and 11.
God, in the name of
To dwell together in unity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless him this morning for the spirit of oneness on this line today. Thank you, Lord. We thank him for each and every one of you that called in today to join with us in prayer. We believe that God has heard us. We believe that he is answering our petitions now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that every need is being met, that every yoke is being destroyed. Jesus, hallelujah, every burden being lifted. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We trust him, hallelujah. We trust the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We invite you to join us tonight, 9 p.m., at our regular conference call number tonight at 9 p.m. Meet us tonight in prayer. We also want to remind you of our upcoming conference, November 11th, one day of a power-packed day of anointing, hallelujah, where we believe God is going to be in the midst of us. If you have not already registered, please go ahead and register by visiting our website at www.pnministries.net. That's www.pnministries.net. We believe God is going to meet us in an unusual way on that day, and we ask that you continue to pray for us as we prepare for the conference. Thank you again for joining us, Sharon. If you could give me a call right after we disconnect this call. Thank you all so much again. This concludes our prayer for today. We thank you for joining us. We will meet those who will join us tonight at 9 p.m. God bless you. Go in peace.
God bless you.
Amen. Sharon, call me.